Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. And now it's November 1st. It's hard to believe, and here we are. It's, you know, cloudy. We have rain now. The leaves are falling, so we're definitely into our mid-fall weather. I hope everyone had a fun Halloween last night. We enjoyed handing out trick and treats to our neighborhood kids. We don't get a lot. We always get a dozen, and sure enough, a dozen showed up last night. So, we're also getting into our Thanksgiving time and holiday time, so it's a special time for everybody. I am, again, continuing interviewing our Woman of Wisdom presenters. The Woman of Wisdom Conference is February 14th through the 17th, and during this time of year, I take time to get to know our presenters and introduce them to you. So we have two today, and my first guest is Dawn Roble, and Dawn is an animal communicator. Last year, she gave a workshop on animal communication, which was great fun. She's also a Reiki master teacher, a shamanic practitioner, a certified hypnotherapist, author, and cultural geographer. Dawn is a perpetual student and is currently pursuing a PhD in holistic health. She teaches contemporary world culture, green living, and hedgehog care in academic settings, and almost everything she loves in other settings, from how to meditate with your dog or your hedgehog to animal communication to creating shamanic tools. Her private practice includes both animal and human clients, and many of her human clients arrive via the recommendations of their animal companions. So can tell she is an animal lover and animals love her. She's giving a workshop at the conference on Monday, February 17th, Creating from Your Heart, Birthing Your Own Elk Drum. So anybody's interested in creating your own drum, this is the workshop to go to. And her website is www.dawnroble.com, DawnWroBel. Welcome, Dawn.
Thank you, Chris. It's great to be back.
Yes, and we're excited to have you. And I know the committee was just thrilled that you were going to come do a drum-making workshop. So let's talk about that. You know, what? Why? How did you get into drum making? Because it seems to me you're more of an animal communicator, from what I know you as, and now there's this other aspect that you do of drum making. And
well, I started drumming in the drum circle. I actually was introduced to drumming when I was introduced to the shamanic journey as a way to get in touch with animals who might not want to communicate on a more an easier level, but where you have to go a little deeper to contact them, especially rescues that might have had traumatic events happen to them. So my mentor introduced me to the shamanic journey. We drummed in order to take us into the journey, and then I ran into someone who did a drum circle, started drumming with that, and found it really relaxing that I could just go and drum for 2 hours and relax. And someone in my community that I had met through the circle was hosting someone coming in from outside to come in and do buffalo drums. And I said, oh, okay, I have a synthetic drum. I want to go make a buffalo drum. And so that was my first drum. And I just really loved the process and making the drum. And that's what got me started making drums, was that class that I took. And then I decided, okay, well, I had that drum. I wanted to try a different material. And I just kept going. And now I have drums all over my house and all different kinds of drums. So it was just a growth process, and I've always been a crafty person and done crafts, and it was just an extension of that.
Yeah, I know last year you were at the conference and you were in the market and you were selling your drums, and so you're going to be doing that again this year. So for those who don't feel they're able to make their own drum, you can buy one of Dawn's. And so let's talk a little bit more about that process.
Well, the process is when we're going to make a hand drum in that class, and it will be over a maple frame, and you take I don't make the frames, the person who makes the frames for me, it's bent maple. So you steam the maple to soften it, bend it into the shape, and let it dry up and set. And then the rawhide is hide that comes from animals. It can be elk, deer, moose, horse, cow, goat. And the rawhide is just that. It's a raw animal hide. And you cut it to fit your frame, soak it. And that soaking is a process of anywhere from 10 to 24 hours, depending on the hide. And while it's wet, you stretch it over the frame. And people think it's really hard, but I'm going to tell you, most of my students here who come to make drums are in their 50s and 60s, and some of them don't have that much hand strength or that much, maybe less dexterity than they used to, and they do just fine. The process is not hard. It takes a little bit of time and a little bit of patience, but it's not hard. And what we're going to do at the conference is we're going to use elk. And because the conference theme has to do with the heart, elk is an animal that usually resonates with the heart chakra from an energetic standpoint. And it's also the easiest hide for a beginner to work with.
Mm. Yeah, I remember because I used to work in leather years ago in another lifetime. I made an elk poncho. It was back in the 70s for my husband, and it's beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful leather. It's so soft and nice, and I know it's probably in the raw state of doing it for a drum is a little different, but I know it's and I know elk to be also represent sisterhood.
It does, which is another good reason why it fits in wonderful with a conference that celebrates. That celebrates women. I found that it's really appropriate material, and it has a wonderful resonance. It's also a really good material for people who want to release issues of trauma. I found that it's really good for trauma, and I think that's with my first elk drum. That's what drew me to using it a lot. Was when I was doing work on behalf of animals or people that have had trauma. I work with some veterans who are suffering from PTSD, and the elk seems to be very, very effective in that work. So I think it has a lot of wonderful characteristics. Every hide does. But I particularly like the elk for trauma and release of trauma and abuse issues.
So is that when you're drumming on an elk drum that it helps with that, or even just in?
Yes.
Okay. So I you mentioned like reducing blood pressure and erasing headaches. How does that happen when you're drumming, which is noise? Some people would think that would aggravate a headache more.
Well, and that's what I thought too. And along my path, someone introduced me to drum washes, which the circle that I now facilitate, we do those every month because everyone loves them. And a drum wash is when you drum with your hand drum facing the person, and you drum starting at their head down to their feet, where you're drumming with the drum facing them, and you keep going until you've gone all the way around their body from top to bottom multiple times. And I generally finish with a heartbeat beat right in front of their heart. But the vibration from the drum and the resonance from the drum acts to release the tension that causes many headaches. Will it necessarily get rid of a sinus headache? Maybe not, but if it's a tension headache, it works beautifully. And what the noise does is breaks up that tension so that the headache can dissipate. And I've seen it work so many times, and people go, mm-hmm. It can't work, but it does. And I've seen it work. I've been doing the drum washes for, maybe 10, 12 years now. And very, very effective for for headaches, and people love it. The blood pressure is because when you're drumming, it's also a release of energy, a release of stress, a release of tension, and you begin to move and resonate with the drum, and it's relaxing, and that relaxation is what reduces your blood pressure.
Mm.
You can also use drumming. Yep, go ahead.
Oh, no, I just have a question about the drumming, like you the drum wash, you're doing that in person, but what about if somebody was just listening to drumming music? Could that impact them too?
I'm sure it can, because I do listen to drumming CDs, and I'm sure it can. The advantage when the drum is right there is that you really get a lot more resonance than you're going to get through the speakers or through your earbuds. So the vibration from the drum is much greater if you're drumming in person. I don't know that listening to a drumming CD, I find I can relax. I don't necessarily find that it's as good as in person for erasing something like a headache.
Right. Okay, well, this is Chris Stainless. You're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, we'll talk more with Dawn Robel.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women.
We're back on Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Dawn Robel about making drums and how wash with an R. I don't even hear the R, and there was. We just heard that drum beat in that song, A Woman of Strength. And you can, that power, that resonance, like you say, the resonance of a drum is so powerful. And you do, you know, like you said, it reverberates in your body.
And, you know, the drumming has been used in many, many cultures throughout the world. And one of the things that is common to many places in the world, not one particular culture, but many, is the use of a heartbeat rhythm. And that is often used to call people to meetings and communities. It's used at the beginning of spiritual work. It's used at the beginning of community conferences. And the heartbeat, which is really, it can, helps people connect to each other and each other's hearts through the beat of the drum, is really something that is common throughout the world in many, many cultures.
Yes, so drums, and it used to be, they say, like, only the men drummed, but we're finding that there were women drummers, and there's more now. Like, Ubaka Hill has been very instrumental in drum circles, and she just had a millionth drum circle gathering in New York State last month, mm-hmm. I think. So,
and you know, there's a wonderful book out there called When the Women Were Drummers, and there, from a geographic standpoint, as a cultural geographer, there was a point in history about 10,000 years ago, and when things began to change and we saw the move from the feminine to the masculine, was also culturally the same time that cultures that believed in many gods began to kill off all the women goddesses, and you began to move toward male gods or a male god. It was also the beginning of when women began to be treated as property, because when people were nomadic, it didn't matter who fathered a child. But when agriculture, modern agriculture began to develop, when we domesticated plants and animals and started staying put in one place and property became important, then control over a woman's body became important as well. And all of these things happened historically at about the same point in time. We're looking in the 9,000 to 11,000 year ago period. And so we see a lot of parallels in history in terms of a transition. And now many people feel it's time for the feminine to come back and help balance the world. And so drumming is one of those things that women did and have always done and still do. And I'm so happy to have seen that millionth drum circle. And drum circles are a way that you can get started with drumming and drum in community with people.
Yeah, it's great. We have a drum circle in Seattle. We do one monthly. And they do it by, they take turns starting. Someone starts a rhythm, all in an attention of what they're going to drum about, and they do a round. They do about four rounds in a two-hour time. And it just builds by whatever the energy is in the group. But I've been there several times. And Adam, I don't know if this is your experience, but about at some point when the energy is right, I start to hear women voices singing around us. Mm-hmm. Have you experienced that?
I have. And often in the circle that I facilitate, we alternate different ways of doing introductions and connecting, but when we're doing a round where we don't start on the same beat, where it's more of a free round, and at some point in there, when all of the rhythms come together, when we experience entrainment and they all come together, that is when we all start hearing the voices. And it's a very common experience and a very beautiful experience to be able to hear that other tone, which is part of the undertones that the drums create.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And sometimes people will go, they're sitting next to somebody who's drumming and they know it's that person, but the drum sounds from across the room. Like, they swear is a different, you know, that and they knew next to him, but the sound came from across the circle.
Across the circle.
So a lot of interesting things with drums, with the sounds of drum.
And sometimes people swear they hear flute music or they hear other things, and it's really the combination of all that vibration from the drums creating that sound and allowing us to experience all that what sounds like chanting or singing or flutes. It's just coming from the mix of vibration from everybody's drums.
Well, that's one of the other things about the circle. There's ancestors are behind us around the circle singing.
And there may very well be in your circle.
Yes. Well, tell us about how drums were used to tell stories.
Well, in cultures, we have this Hollywood idea of, you know, the talking drums, and others, you know, the natives were using talking drums, but that really was a truth, that people would use drums to send messages and to echo messages. And the drum beat is really not that much different than the telegraph that was in use 150 years ago, which was a system of dots and dashes. It's still a system of beats. The drum was the same way. And different cultures might use different beats, but the beat of the drum might be used to send out a message. It might be alerts for a community. It might be a message together for a meeting. It might be a message that there was going to be a feast, that someone had been able to kill an animal, and, you know, there was going to be food for the village. It might be all kinds of things, but people used the drumming for messages. In terms of story, the drum sound and beat in some cultures is used to tell stories. And when I was in Uganda, one evening they did a demo, and it was really wonderful. They had different sized drums, and if the drums weren't quite right, they put them by the fire a little bit till the tone was just right. And they used a combination of drum beats and different drums to tell a story about the culture. And the story was told through the rhythm of the drums, but you really got that sense of being in the jungle and looking for animals and the stampede of a herd of elephants, and they could bring all that through by the beat on the drums.
So no words were said?
No words were said, but they were trying to give you this. It was the story of the country told in drums. And it really, sometimes you might think you were walking through grass where you could hear that swish of grass. Other times I said there was one point where I was sure it was a herd of stampeding elephants. It was just, that's the impression you had, but it was all done with a combination of drum beats, either with hands or drum mallets. And you could slide your hand across the drum and get a sound. You could slap it. You could pound it. And the multiple drummers working in combination created a story with the use of the drum.
Now, was this with a Native American group, or where?
This was in Uganda in Africa.
Okay. In Africa. Okay.
It was in Africa.
So I think we've kind of lost that here, you know. Maybe you might see that that's what I was wondering, if it was on with a Native American group. I would imagine they'd have some of that.
And they may very well. I hadn't seen as much, but I really felt it in that particular drum group there. And here in a workshop I did, we used drums to tell the story of our day. And one of the interesting things is that if you take away a sense, you really begin to hear and feel the drum more. So we were just asked to drum what our day had been like before we got there, and we either had earplugs in or a mask over our eyes. So when you take away one of your senses, your other senses begin to be more sensitive, and the drum would rest on the two people, the one listening to the story and the one telling the story, the drum would rest on your knees, and the person would drum, and that the combination of the beats and the drumming, you would give the person a sense of what your day had been like and what you had gone through. And the interesting thing was that then when we touched base after the drumming, how many people accurately picked out verbal descriptions, like descriptions with words of things that had happened to you during the day, and they got that through the drum. You can also use the drum to introduce yourself, and that's the thing that we do a lot in our drum circle, is you drum your name, and you can drum your full name, your nickname, your spirit name, whatever name you want, but you drum the beat of how your name feels to you, and then everyone in the circle drums it three times, and it connects the circle, and then we go to the next person, and we all drum their name together, and it's a way to connect. So a couple of different ways to tell stories or introduce yourself and tell who you are.
Yeah, it's great. And I was wondering, because you were talking about drumming for animals, and particularly animals who have been traumatized. Let's talk about that.
Well, I work with a lot of animals that if they were a person, you would say they had PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and they've been abused or they've been neglected or they've been shuffled from one home to another and they have some trauma with that. And you might think that they might react badly to drumming, but actually dogs in particular seem to be drawn to drumming and will come and sit and be quiet, and the drum can be used to release some of their nervousness and their energy. And it works the same in, it also works in people, but if they'll allow you to drum over them, you can also find points in the body where that trauma might be, where something is sitting, because when you get to that, if you move across them, the drum will go flat. And it's really an interesting situation to be drumming and have it go flat as you reach something. You know that's somewhere that you need to work on, or you know that that's where then, because I do Reiki, I may go and do some Reiki on that area to try to release whatever's being held there. And the drum finds it really fast. So
yeah, it's interesting. It's fascinating.
But I'm surprised. I have been surprised and amazed that dogs in particular, not that I haven't drummed with other animals, but a little too much for my hedgehogs, but the dogs in particular I've worked with have really responded well to drumming.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we're going to have to go now. Thank you so much for being on the show, Dawn.
And thank you for having me back. I'm looking forward to the conference in February.
Right, so Dawn's going to be doing this elk drum making workshop on February 17th. Check her website out at dawnrobel, WROBEL.com. Thank you, and we'll come right back. We'll be talking to Sharon Maynard.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now in our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister kind, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
We're back on Voices of Women. I'm going to introduce you now to Sharon Roggi Maynard. Sharon is a mystic shaman who's brought forth information to transform the cause of humanity's wounding. Working since 1971 to access what is unseen, she has assisted thousands to make real changes in their lives. Sharon has worked to encourage and empower women in their leadership and to rebalance the male-female paradigm. She's the founder of the TAG, T-A-G, Matrix Healing System, a divinely inspired spiritual path to one, and it also has an online radio show for women, Weaving the World. And Weaving the World sponsored the first Women's Grassroots Congress in March 2000, leading a new movement for women and cultural creatives called Standing Together. She's a published author, and her first two books are The Ancient Ones, The Mission Remembered, and The Ancient Ones, Out of the Shadows. Her website is www.standingtogether.homestead.com. She's going to do a workshop on Saturday, February 15th. It's called Reclaim Lilith, Sophia, and the Tree. So welcome, Sharon.
Thanks, you, Chris. It's really delightful to be here with you and talk to your listeners a bit. So I'm excited.
And I think we're having a little sound problem, too, because some sound is cutting out, but we'll do the best we can here. So you are giving a workshop on this, Lilith, Sophia, and the Tree. And so one of the things you talk about is, you know, we had the feminist revolution in the 60s. It was very motivated by anger. And now we're at another shift point, and we're not in a place where anger can lead that. So from your point of view, the original female assignment is what's missing in our world. So let's talk about that. What is in your frame is the original that we need to be bringing into this shift now that we're talking about?
Well, when we have to speak just a moment about my assignment, well, I ask for it really. What is the cause of humanity's continuing to cycle in pain? And when I asked that question to my spiritual leaders, they said, we will have to use you to bring that information back because it's been lost and it's not found on the planet any longer. In other words, woundedness happened to us way before the creation of the earth. We didn't come from that source of good or all that is and then immediately incarnate on the planet. We had gone through quite a journey, and in that journey there had been that agenda of usury implanted into our energy stream. And that agenda of usury, as we see in our world today, creates domination, it causes deceit, it causes destruction. And I'm not sure that we're still together on the call.
Together, we're just having problems with sound. It's breaking up. So, like I said, we're just doing the best we can. So I have to carefully listen to you. So,
okay. There was energy, not just love or fear energy. There was energy agenda to use or to dominate or to be like a parasitic. And we see it in our world today. And so at the beginning, it was the female's assignment because of our sensitivity and because of our ability to hold clarity about what would be good for those we love. It was our assignment to discern any energies that would take away the vibrancy of life. In other words, a woman's voice, put it into our context today, a woman or a group of women seeing the toxins in our food through GMO, they would be the ones to say, no GMOs for my family. And they would have been listen to, and there would be no GMOs in our world. That's what's missing, is that female voice of discernment of what is good, what is not good, and the voice that says, no, that will not bring greater health, greater vibrancy, greater abundance for the entire web of life. So it will not be included. It will be removed from our energetic field. That's what's missing.
So, and it's about us, the voices, from what I understand what you're saying. Like we would be speaking up for what's not right in our world.
And we would be listened to. We would be seen as the watchdogs, if you will, of how to keep our community, our family, our country in alignment to a value-based agenda that would bring good, expansion, vibrancy, generosity to everything in the web of life. We would be the watchdogs to make the decision and to help design the policy.
Well, and that's, yeah, us participating in designing the policy, I think, is the biggest issue, that we need to be involved. Women need to step up as leaders to be part of those policies. But you said something interesting. It's kind of like, okay, women need to be ferocious, have our voices, but also the other half is like to be listened to. So there's another equation. Yes. Is like, how do we create what can we do so that we will be listened to?
Well, what we have to realize is that we have been targeted from the beginning. Women have been targeted from the beginning. That is why women have been burned at the stake. That is why women have been drowned for witches. That is why women have been diminished because they're intuitive. Women have been targeted to disown their own power of discernment and speaking out. We do not need permission. That was our divine assignment. And we need to acknowledge the woundedness from those situations over generations and eons that have made us believe we have to get permission. We have to be nice. We can't rock the boat. We have to get to a state, a different foundation of clarity about what we are as a woman on this planet. And that's why I say we have to reclaim Sophia, that serpent teacher, ancient one of wisdom. We have to reclaim Lilith, that first woman that discerned and would not let go of her ability to discern. And so she has been absolutely made to look like the bad one. And we have to get back to the tree, discerning what is good for our world and what is not good for our world. And to stand as Lilith did and said, no, that is not good for my family. It will not be here. And it will, and have it done. In the spirit world, those who are in spirit bodies listen to a woman's voice, and they listen and they follow through. I will tell you that right now. They know the order of things.
So there's this, the myth that, you know, we are aware of Lilith, Sophia, and the tree. Tell us a little bit. So how can they help us lead women out of the box, is what you say? There's, you know, those myths. We need to reclaim them, but let's share a little bit more with the women of what does that mean to reclaim them?
Well, the box that we were put in was because that story was taken away from women. The original story was the garden was created, and it was created in abundance and lush and beautiful and amazing. And everything was beautiful. So the next part of the mission on this planet was for the ancient teacher, Sophia, the wisdom one, the wise one, came to Lilith. That was the first woman she came to. Well, came to Lilith and said, it's now time for you to awaken to your mission, which is to taste good from evil. Why good from evil? So that evil agenda of usury, the agenda of domination, will be removed. That energy will be removed from the planet because Lilith could tell what it was and would speak her truth and have it removed. And there was to be no going farther into our... Nothing was to happen until this earth had been cleansed from that agenda, that energy agenda that had been put into our life stream. It's not part of our divine nature, but it had been. I call it like an invasion into our family's energy field, and it had to be removed. Because it's destroying our family, and it continues to destroy our family, because Lilith was diminished. Lilith was made to look and be absolutely the harlot, the bad woman, and was replaced with the box, what I'll call the box, which is the Eve story, where Eve said, "Oh, okay, I'm not going to stand up. I'm just going to go be." Kicked out of the garden, kicked out of our original place, and put in this false box of you can't create effortlessly. You have to sweat, and I will tell you how much you can earn. I mean, the box we were put in came from that myth, that moment in time. And so,
okay.
For us...
Well, we're going to have to stop right now. This is Chris Danis on Voices of Women. We will return and continue this conversation with Sharon Raghi Maynard.
Chris Danis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now in our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Sharon Roggi Maynard. Sharon, would you please give your contact information for the audience, website or however people can find out about the work you do?
The website would be most interesting for your listeners is www.standingtogether.homestead.com. And my email address is S, like Sam, R-I-E, G, like George, I-E, at yahoo.com.
Well, great. So we're talking about this myth of Lilith and Sophia and the tree, and then how that was replaced by the story of Eve that we all know, the poisonous apple, original sin, and how women need to reclaim this important role that is our mission here, so to speak. So what do you, next with here on, you want to talk about how women can then get themselves out of, you call it this box, how we can get out of this box? Well, because it's going to take women ourselves, I think, to do it.
The world will change when women get back to their original mission. And until they do that, the world won't change. Because it's not about balancing male-female energy. It's not about just including women as we are. It's about getting back to the original conversation and having conversations from the what we've missed, because we have been building our story upon a false foundation, and we see the result of that false foundation in the world today. So we have GMO, we have unsafe food, we have not great education, we have wars to bring peace, of course, we have guns for security. Everything out there in the world is not as it ought to be, and women are key. Many people have said that over and over again in many countries and organizations and situations. We have seen it is true. And so the conversation about our original box has to be part of what it is we are about as women. That's why at Women of Wisdom, I'm presenting it as a beginning conversation. But what I am doing is coming from the grassroots Congress. We just called women together. Why? Did somebody politically give us permission to call a Congress? No, we don't need permission. We're the women. We called the women together, and we said, what is the foundation that you women know must be in place for our world to thrive? And they laid a foundation of values. Now, if you know anything about the cultural creative study that Paul Ray did, the cultural creative values are interchangeable with women values. And that's the agenda that our world must shift to and come from. And so what I'm doing now beyond the Women of Wisdom and getting back to reframe what a woman is about is taking and saying we are now initiating a movement called Standing Together. Because until enough of us stand together for value-based agenda and for parity and equality in all key positions, this country will continue to go downhill. So I've started a social movement called Standing Together and holding hands across issues. When we focus on issues, whether it's coal trains or whether it's tar sands or gun regulation, whatever it is, we divide ourselves. We divide into small groups, and our voices are weakened. When we recognize that all of those issues are coming from an agenda of domination, of usury, of deceit, of what's good for a few but not good for the many, then we know that it's the agenda that must be removed, and we can all hold hands to say this agenda must be replaced with a value-based agenda of women and cultural creatives, and all key discussion, decision, policy-making positions must be replaced with 50% women and equal representation of ethnicities in all those places. Now, the one place I see that really showcasing that is Marianne Williamson's latest announcement for this legislator in Southern California. and her verbiage, her way of being in this political race so far has been absolutely a new paradigm, speaking to and coming from an agenda-based value of love, compassion, and that's what we've got to shift you, and we've got to shift now.
Yes, and I'm aware of Marianne doing that, and it's we need more courageous women like that to go to, because we're so divided, and people have different values. But if we can get down to the core values of what we all can agree on, that are basic to human needs, the values that you said of love and peace and all that.
Yes, and that's what we did in the Congress. I don't know if I'm speaking over you or not.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
I'm not. That's what we did at the Grassroots Congress. These women created an agenda. They all came together in absolute consensus. We didn't vote on it. Either it was 99% consensus or we'd start all over again. They came to those base values. We have that agenda. Paul Ray, in his research in 2008, the latest he has done, there is an agreement on the values, and it's called the cultural creatives. 34% of the people in this country agree that those values are the values they want. We already have that. What we don't know is that we have it. We're still acting as if we don't. The values for a new agenda, for a policy, for governance, for living life, for even making choices in my personal life, those values are already in place. So now we just need to make it visible, help, so that there's more people aware of that and more aware of each other. Because I hold the values, but I didn't know my neighbor holds those values. Now we hold hands. And we have to, like Norway. Norway led the way to a 50% in all key positions, women, 50% in Norway. And within very few years, their whole society changed until it was beneficial for people. Then the Scandinavian countries studied them. Then Finland and Iceland studied them. But Norway led the way, and it led the way like 25, 30 years ago. And it hasn't taken them that long to make major. We in the United States need that kind of awareness and then movement. Michelle Alexander, speaking of, you know,
yes,
the Jim Crow issue, when she was asked, what is it we need to do about the Jim Crow issue? She said, create a social movement, not about just Jim Crow, but about changing the way that government is done here in this country. It's a social movement, and that's what I'm calling
for. And so that's your work that you've taken on, Sharon. I commend you for that. And you're going to be talking about this and working with women at the conference. Sharon is doing a workshop on February 15th on Saturday. So I invite you to check that. Sorry, Sharon, we have to close now. We didn't have enough time
absolutely.
To really talk about your subject, which is so intriguing. But the show is done. Thank you for being here today.
Well, thank you for having me here. And I mean, we only can give people a taste and spark their interest.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, I want to remind people that to check out my website. I'm giving a 4-week course on circle leadership, which is all a new paradigm too, and what Sharon's talking about. That's going to begin November 11th. So go to my website and check that out. I have a special price, and go to Chris-webinar. So check out our website, womanofwisdom.org. The conference is going to be up live within about 6 days. You'll be able to register for all our events. And we're so excited to be having these wonderful people coming to Seattle February 14th to the 17th. So next week, I'll be interviewing some more Women of Wisdom presenters. So have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams.
She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.